the Chinese premier has used his time at the podium to promise China will continue to safeguard the UN system, as well as the international order based on it.
世界能保持70多年的和平是来之不易的。
The sum 70 years of world peace has not come easily. It proves the effectiveness of the current UN-led international system and the international norms which are based on the UN Charter. They must be resolutely safeguarded. They not only fit well with our shared interest, but also safeguard the realization of the Sustainable Development Goals. All countries should put the purposes and principles of the UN Charter into practice and support the UN and the Security Council to play a leading role in international issues.
This year marks the 45th anniversary of the restoration of China's seat in the UN, which the Premier notes makes China a major beneficiary of the post-war international structure and as such one of its firm supporters. Li Keqiang has suggested any reversion toward a time of armed conflict puts the world in a dangerous position.
历史一再证明，诉诸武力。
It has been proved over time that military solutions can only lead to more hatred and violence. No one will win by this way. All warring sides and regional conflicts should abandon the zero-sum mentality, solve their conflict through dialogues, resolve their differences through negotiations, and pursue reconciliation with a spirit of forgiveness.
When it comes to specifics in his address to the UN General Assembly, Premier Li Keqiang has repeated China's call for a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula to maintain its peace and security. On Syria, Li Keqiang suggests the international community needs to push all parties in the Syrian conflict toward a political solution as soon as possible. The Chinese premier also says terrorism must be combated resolutely, but with no double standards. Development and economic issues dominated much of Li Keqiang's speech, underlying Chinese concerns about a rise in anti-globalization attitudes and trade protectionism.
The globalization process represented by the liberalization and facilitation of trade and investments has been the major driving force of world economic growth in the past few decades. Of course, certain countries, industries, and communities are more exposed and vulnerable to the side effects of globalization. What we should do is to take active measures to solve the problem instead of, as the Chinese saying goes, giving up eating for fear of choking.
Li Keqiang is now in Ottawa for an official visit to Canada. From there, he will travel to Cuba to meet that country's leaders before heading back to China. For CRI, I'm Su Yi in New York.